Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Feeling more grounded and relaxed is Black Girl Peace for me. And so I really need that while doing things like tackling my to-do list or even braving this crazy LA traffic. If you know, you know. So something that helps me tap in is Recess Mood. It's a delicious sparkling water made to enhance your relaxation time and mood without any alcohol involved. So what you will get instead is real fruit, mood lifting magnesium, and stress balancing adaptogens. And again, no alcohol plus no added sugar. So I've tried all the flavors and I really, really like strawberry rose. It's like a little burst of peace in the middle of chaos because, again, for real, navigating this Cali traffic is insane. Now, Recess Mood is not only my go-to for staying balanced while on the go, but it's also good for chilling at home too. It's like having a little slice of relaxation right in the palm of your hand. So next time you need a little pick-me-up without the alcohol, without the hangover, give Recess Mood a shot. It's been a fantastic addition to my routine. You deserve a healthier way to unwind. Head to takearecess.com/self-care and get 15% off Recess Mood, your go-to alcohol replacement. Hey, hey, what's going on? This is Bree, the host of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Have a really quick episode today, or I think it's going to be pretty quick. If it sounds a little bit different, it's because I'm in my car. There's a certain comfort I get when I sit in my car and record, or when I'm not sitting at my desk in front of a microphone. So hopefully the sound quality is okay for you. But I mean, I'm using my iPhone and the voice memo recording app. And this just feels more real for me right now. So that's what I'm using. So hopefully you give me or allow me some space, some grace here, since again, I'm not using my microphone. But this is kind of, it feels comforting to be able to sit in my car and just record. So I'm doing what works for me right now. So I had made a post on Instagram maybe a few days ago, not necessarily apologizing for my absence, because I do feel like every Black woman is allowed to not have to be in all places at all times and show up for the comfort of others, you know, 24 hours, 7 days a week. Excuse me. But I did make a post where I was just basically saying, you know, our feelings are valid, and just kind of talked about why I had been away from social media. So I'll just read the post really quickly so I'm not sounding very vague here. So the post I made a few days ago on Instagram was, "Beautiful Black woman, your feelings are valid, all of them. You know, all of your feelings are valid." And so in the post I wrote, you know, "Let me just leave this here for every Black woman that has experienced a full range of emotions over the last week. I've been away from social because I have not been celebrating the victory," I put that in quotations, "ruling against Derek Chauvin. Honestly, I've been mentally exhausted. The ruling for me isn't something I've felt joyful about. I'm thankful for it, but it's much deeper than that for me, and so it didn't make me happy.
I'll be talking about my mood briefly in the next podcast episode dropping on Monday, but I wanted to express clearly that Black women are allowed to feel however they feel about our collective and individual experiences. No one can tell you how you are supposed to feel or react. We've had to mask our authentic pain and authentic joy for years. Feel how you feel, sis. So that post was a few days ago on Instagram because I had been away from social media for probably like a week or so before I made that post. And I had been away because, you know, everything that had been going on with the Derek Chauvin case, and then to get the ruling, which I'll be frank with you, honestly, I was surprised that he was found guilty. I don't recall the exact charges. I think it was like maybe manslaughter and murder in the third degree or fourth degree or second degree. There are a few charges, but he had been found guilty on all of them. And so clearly that means he's going to serve some jail time. But the thing for me was, and what had me, I mean, my emotions over this were already kind of all over the place. I feel like, personally speaking, I feel like Black women, Black people, we just exist in this space of a loop of trauma, a loop of violence, a loop of exhaustion. It's like, just underneath the surface, like I feel like we have our day-to-day lives, of course. We're taking care of our families, we're working, we're trying to take care of our bodies and our health, and we're, you know, quote-unquote, trying to live our best lives. But under our day-to-day, just below the surface, there's just like this undercurrent of fatigue and exhaustion and anger and rage, and I don't know. It's just, just these last few weeks, few days, few months, few years, you know, I just feel like I can't get off this damn roller coaster of emotions. And it's just been challenging for me. It's not something that I don't think about it every day, but it's there. And if you're a Black woman, you're feeling like I feel, you know what I'm talking about. It's there. It's not something that I'm mindful of every day. It's not something that I sit and think about every day. It's not something that I necessarily feel or I'm aware of every day, but it's always there. And excuse my French, but the shit's tiring. It is exhausting. It is draining. It's just like this assault on our spirits and our mental health every day, every week, every month. Just this trauma that we experience with the brutality against our people, the inequality against our people, the deaths of our people, like collectively, you know, George Floyd may not have been your family member, your uncle, your cousin, your brother, or even your coworker. Obviously, most of us didn't know George Floyd. Most of us didn't know Trayvon Martin. Most of us didn't know Sandra Bland. I mean, the names are endless. The names are endless. Like I just feel very emotional. But it's just like, I could literally take this entire podcast episode, many podcast episodes, literally just saying the names of every Black woman, Black man, Black child, Black daughter, Black son, Black friend that has been taken from us, or if not physically removed from this earth, still affected in some way by racism and oppression and inequality and injustice. And it's just tiring. It's just tiring. I'm tired. I am so tired. But, yeah, with this case and getting the ruling back against Derek, I wish that I could say that I was like celebrating and excited and experiencing joy and peace and victory and happiness. And I'm not saying that I wasn't happy about the ruling or you know, thankful for it or grateful for the ruling and the fact that this man is going to serve jail time. How much, I don't know, because I think with the different degrees of, what is it, murder and manslaughter, like, I'm not an expert, but I think, but don't quote me on this, I read he could serve a minimum of 4 years or something like that. Like, is that really victory? Is it though? Is that really victory? A life purposely taken, you get, you know, 4 to 10 years. Like, is that justice? Like, is that victory? And I'm not knocking those of us that are happy and just grateful just for this ruling to come through and the fact that he's going to serve some time and for you to experience joy and happiness over that and to be able to celebrate. I am here for Black woman joy. But I'm also here for Black woman sadness and rage and feeling like, you know what, F this quote unquote victory. I was talking to a friend and we were just saying like the fact that Black people were given a little bit of humanity with this guilty verdict, that to me is not like, I don't know. I'm not trying to sound so, I don't know if the word is pessimistic, but it's not a victory for me. This small win. Yeah, I mean, technically it is a victory. I hope you understand what I'm saying. I hope you can hear my heart. It is a victory, obviously, in the sense of the fact that we got a guilty verdict. That I acknowledge that. Yes, on that level, absolutely, it is a victory. Yes, definitely. But it's really not a victory to me. It really just pisses me off, if I can be honest with you. It just makes me so angry. We have been in this country for hundreds of years. You would think that by now we will be seen as human beings, not as a threat, not as, you know, just whatever the stereotypical whatever that white people think about us and other races or nationalities or whatever they think about us. We're... And I hate the fact that every day Black people have to prove they deserve humanity. I don't know if I can even finish this episode, y'all. I'm just... I'm just really feeling some kind of way about the fact that we have to fight so hard for justice every time, every day. And that's why I say that self-care is resistance, because it is taking care of yourself, putting yourself first. It's resistance. And then just when you kind of feel like, yeah, we got victory, okay? Literally what? Less than 24 hours on the same day or around that time, we have freaking baby killed. Micaiah Bryant. It's This girl was freaking, what, 15, 16? Still a baby. You know, I've talked about this before. I think everybody's a baby until they at least hit, you know, 23, 24, 25. Especially Black people, to me. Because white people, you know, they're extended that grace. They're seen as kids when they do make mistakes. I was reading an article in the New York Times or the LA Times, I can't recall which, just very recently. And the author was saying that Black girls, okay, which I am and you are, or you are, which we were, I guess, technically girls, we're women now. But I'm just saying, Black girls, we're not afforded the same grace as white girls. And Micaiah, you know, she had a little weight on her. So she was definitely seen as a threat. And that takes me to my daughter. My daughter, you know, we're healthy people, you know. We're healthy people. We got a little meat on our bones, all right? We healthy. My daughter is 18, so just a couple of years older than Micaiah. I can't even imagine. And my daughter does the same, like making the little TikToks. And please don't get me started with TikToks. I hate TikTok. I don't understand it. I tried to make a reel, y'all, and it's just.
Who showed you that it was okay to aim high and go for your dreams while also just being yourself? For me, it was radio host Big Boy, Oprah, and KTLA news reporter Gail Anderson. In part, these people are the reason why this podcast specifically exists. This is the power of Black representation in media. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is more than a podcast. It's a celebration of Blackness from NPR, where every voice is as distinct and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In this collection, you'll find stories of joy, resilience, and empowerment. Each episode, a living account of what it means to be Black today. From the intricate narratives of The Wire to the wisdom of Michelle Obama and the urgent call for reparations, Black Stories, Black Truths really is the truth. Space wasn't always made for our perspective, so NPR's new collection is necessary as it celebrates the richness of the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast that center Black voices. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. My hair is kinky, it's coily, it's beautiful, it's all the things, but the dryness is real, so it's also prone to feeling parched. This is why Waze Anti-Frizz Cream is my new BFF. It not only tames frizz, but helps my hair feel more hydrated. Listen, summer is coming. We are trying to be outside, going to brunch, plus traveling, and summer activities aren't always kind to our strands, okay? So let me tell you what I do for this. I wash my hair every 1 to 2 weeks. Don't sleep on Waze Detox Shampoo, by the way, if you have hard water or buildup. I detangle, I smooth in a little of the Waze Anti-Frizz Cream, then shingle in my natural gel. My hair is frizz-free, it's hydrated, and it's cute for days. Love sleek styles? Waze Anti-Frizz Cream works as a heat protectant up to 450 degrees as well. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code SELFCARE for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code SELFCARE.
Sad. If you go on to TikTok and you look at Brown Girl Self-Care, you'll see my one little real child. But, you know, Micaiah was doing like the TikToks, making little videos, but I think about hair or makeup or something. And just watching that, it was just hard to watch. It was just hard to watch because she was just such a lively and beautiful little girl and, or young lady, I guess I should say. She was 16. To me, she still was a baby though, little girl, little kid. But she was a girl and literally getting handed that verdict and then just, and then finding out about the death of another Black person, another baby. And it's just hard. And that's why I'm trying to find Black joy in the midst of all of this. And I hope you do too. But the point of this podcast episode is sometimes it takes some intentional, like, We gotta be so intentional about making room for our emotions and making room for feeling how we feel, because I think for me, that's how I can get to my joy. I've got to kind of weed through the other feelings that I'm feeling so that I can get to that joy. Because I want it to be authentic. I want it to be real. I don't want to fake it until I make it. I don't want to, and that for me means I can't ignore how I really feel. Because just, I mean, everything has balance, right? When we have that authentic joy, but sometimes we got to feel that authentic sadness or pain or whatever, you know, because that happens sometimes, or that anger. So I can't sit here, and I'm not, again, knocking anyone. If you feel joy right now, I please feel that joy. I'm here for Black joy, like 1,000,000%. And I'm so thankful that right now you're able to experience authentic peace and joy in the last few days. I'm so thankful for that. Honestly. But to my sisters that are just kind of struggling and you feel like you have to justify your existence or feel like you are questioning, you know, why am I feeling mad or angry? We got the verdict, you know. Your feelings are valid. From joy to anger to everything in between, all of it is valid. And you might kind of fluctuate. I'm not in this space of sadness or anger 24 hours a day. I'm not. It may not sound like it on this podcast. And I'm sure you heard the range of emotion literally just in this podcast episode alone. You know, in a span of 15, 20 minutes, I've kind of gone up and down. Just, I'm not in that space 24 hours a day. I'm honestly not. But I do, you know, when I just think about the last week, it hasn't always been a place of joy and peace and calm. You know, I'm a whole human being, as in being. I'm being. Not doing all the time, but being. And when you're being and you're not on autopilot, you're going to feel various emotions over the course of a day. As we are faced with real life stuff. So, you know, if you're kind of questioning if your anger is justified, if you're kind of questioning if your rage is justified, if you're kind of questioning if your peace is justified, if you're questioning if your happiness right now is justified, if you're questioning whether you're just, you know, in your feelings or whatever, if it's justified, all of it's justified. All of it. Every single part of it is justified. You don't have to, you know, feel guilt or shame for however you're feeling in this moment. Okay. Just have to exhale on that one, right? Inhale and exhale on that. I honestly just hope you are taking care of yourself. I hope you are finding ways to bring more peace into your day, especially if you've kind of been feeling unsettled, you know. That's what I've been doing in the last week. Just, I had stopped skating. I hadn't skated for a couple of months. I'm not even sure. Oh, actually, I know why I stopped, because my feet had started hurting really badly. And so my body was telling me, you need to stop, because I was just really going hard. So I went skating today. But for the last few days, I've been walking and trying to get in some miles, minimum 2 miles every single day, because I just need that peace and clarity that being physical and walking and sweating, what it brings. You got to find out what works best for you, right? And do what works best for you. For me, it's, you know, physical activity first thing in the morning when it's calm. I don't have to wear my mask because there's not too many people around. I don't have to talk to anybody because, again, there's not too many people around. And I just have time to just walk, pray, reflect, think. all of that is important to me. And it's really been helping me just to kind of center myself. And I don't know, just be more at peace. So you have to find out what works and do what works best for you. You've got to center yourself. You've got to center yourself. And I know that as a Christian, sometimes one thing that I've kind of struggled with is centering myself. And you know what? I think I'm going to save that for another time. I think I don't want to make this episode too long. I'll talk about that at another time if I remember. But it is definitely okay to take care of yourself. It's definitely okay to feel how you feel. All of your feelings are valid. And if you feel like you need some support, I encourage you to reach out to a therapist or to a counselor or to your pastor or to a trusted friend or family member or, you know, maybe even like a hotline, like a crisis hotline if you need to talk to somebody. But I definitely encourage you to do what you feel works best for you and to not feel guilt or shame about it. All right. The Black experience is, I know the world wants you to feel otherwise, that we should carry this weight of guilt and shame in our experience, but bump that. Mm-mm. Not here for that. Definitely not here for that. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. I realized I did go a little bit longer than I anticipated, but I hope that you have a blessed week. And yeah, just take the time that you need, sis. Take the time that you need. All right. I'll see you next Monday for another episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast, where most likely I'll be again recording from my car because I'm really feeling it. If you're having trouble with the audio, send me a message and let me know. Don't forget to rate and subscribe on iTunes. And yeah, I'll see you next Monday.